We now begin the seventh parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. This is Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and we're going to continue to discuss the various ways in which the courts may execute a person depending on their sin, as prescribed by the Torah. We already discussed Skila. Our Mishnah says, however, that there are arba misos nimsur levezdin. In total, there are four different modes of execution that may be carried out by the bezdin, depending on the crime, as prescribed by the Torah. And they are, in order from most severe to least severe, Skila. That's what we said up to now, literally stoning, but it's the procedure we said before, being pushed off of the base of skila structure and then having a rock thrown on. Sreifa, which literally means burning, but as we'll see in the Mishnah, Bezashem, the Kapka Mishnah, it's like being burned from the inside with like molten metal. Hereg, which is beheading, decapitation, and finally chenek, which is strangulation. Each one will be described in the upcoming Mishnahs. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the order is different, meaning that the severity from most to least is Sreifa, that's the worst, then Skila, then Chenek, then Hereg. So in other words, he agrees that there can be divided into two groups, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that it's Sreifa and Skila are the worst, and Chenek and Hereg are the less bad, and both Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon agree to that. Just the order within those two groups are subject to machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says Strefa is worse than Skila and Chenek is worse than Hereg. Now, the basis of their discussion is sort of is exegetical. We'll see in the Perek Test Mishnah Gimel, if you want to look over there for the discussion. But the bottom line is the nafkamina is that if a person were liable to two death penalties of different crimes, and they had different punishments, so then he should get the more severe of the two. So that's sort of all bases are covered, if you know what I mean. And therefore, it's important to know which is the worst of the two in terms of severity. There's a leniency in this other direction, which is if, let's say, you know, prisoners got mixed up, and we don't know which is the one who was supposed to get the skila, which one's supposed to get the chenek, so then both will get the lesser of the two, since you can't make a person get worse than he deserves if you don't know for certain. Okay, there's a separate diuk to be made as well over here, which is that it says arba misos nimsru levezdin. There are four modes of execution that were the bezdin is authorized to carry out, which means four, not other kinds. So there's not additional options, and it's the bezdin who gets four. But if a king who also has the authority to execute, a melech Yisrael can only execute with a saif, meaning hereg, decapitation is the only option he has. The mission wraps up by saying, Zu, what we said up to now, meaning the previous perek, where we had great detail on what happened, that was mitzvahs haniskal, and that's the mitzvah of carrying out the skila being like the stoning, if you will, if you saw before, and then we're going to go on now in the next Mishnayos to elaborate on the other modes and how they are carried out.